Baruch Habayim to the 17th lecture in the series of lectures, Shiurim, on the redaction of the Babylonian Talmud. Last year, we saw actually in the Rosh and the Gaonim, a case where, in fact, actually there was, in other words, the Gaonim sought to improvise on the psak of the Chasimas Hashas. And actually, what we're going to do actually today is actually the very opposite. We're going to see actually the opposite case. We're going to see, in fact, actually where the Gaonim seek to place the weight of their authority on the Chasimas Hashas against those who would seem to challenge it. Okay, and that's now, what are we speaking about? So what I want to do is, since we spoke about Rabbi Natchunai going last week, then in fact, actually, we're going to speak about him again today. Now, once again, I'm in the Shuvas Rabbi Natchunai going, published by Machon Ofek. The editing was done by Achmiel Broidy. Yerushalayim Tavshin Nun Dalet, and actually it's the first volume, page 257, and it's Tshuva Kuf Lamed Ches. Okay, Rav Natchunai Goyin Kuf Lamed Ches, Shut Rav Natchunai Goyin. And actually this section of the Sefer is actually the section of the Tshuva is entitled Tshuvas Binyani Orachayim. Okay, now, Kuf Lamed Ches. Okay. V'kach Omer Rav Natchunai Reish B'Sifta. Right? Adonai is the Reish B'Sifta says, Mi she'omer b'kiddush shel Pesach. Actually, this is a series of tshuvas he's writing on the Pesach Seder. Whoever says b'kiddush shel Pesach asher kiddush is Yisrael. An interesting nusach of the bracha, but this is not actually what he's going to focus upon the tshuva. U'kshegoyim rin manishtana. So once again, he makes Kiddush, he says Manishtana. Ein oimer avodim hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim. So there was a certain minig, there was a certain custom among some people, not to say avodim hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim. Ve'einum oimer mitchila oibde avodah zarah. And they also wouldn't say mitchila oibde avodah zarah. Ela oimer, but rather they would say, this opinion would say, the psukim in Yoshua v'yom Yisrael kol ha'am, right, etc., until v'yakov avonu yod mitzrayim. Okay, v'oimer, and after that they would say mevorech biborch shemer at seil b'mad ma'av b'keish lavan avinu chaz yakov avinu v'koyre arami oimer ovi at shegemet kol ha'par shekula. Okay, psukim k'mo shehen, they read the psukim the way they are, v'ein oimer medrash klal, they wouldn't say any medrash. And then they would say Rabban Gamliel. They would say Rabban Gamliel. And Ashur Galamu, Evahala. Okay, so this was a kitzer version of the Haggadah Shal Pesach. And we'll go back over this and see exactly what they would say. Okay, and that's what, I guess, Rabban Natchunai Goyin was asked about this minig, this custom. It seems to be a custom or minig, or maybe some people actually started it. So says Rabban Natchunai Goyin, Tema Godla Bazov Hazer. This is he doesn't understand what they're doing. Misha Noyeg Minig Zer Ain't Zorach Loimish Lo Yotza. Right? I don't have to say to you that he's not Yotze. Now, I'm not really sure what he means by this. Does it mean that Mustabi is Yotze? Or for sure he's not Yotze? Look, I would say he's Yotze. But anyway, in any case, Ela Kol Misha Oise Kein Minu. Whoever does like this is a min. V'cholok Leif. Who he's a right? He's a person who's part of the opposition. The kaifa b'divrei chachamim. This person is kaifa b'divrei chachamim. Uboize divrei mishnah v'talmud, and he denigrates the mishnah and the talmud. The chayavin kol akilas l'adoisai, and the kilas have to put him in cherem, excommunicate him. Ulavdila Mikal Yisrael, that to separate him from the Jewish people. like it says in Ezra, Yivda Mekala Goyla. Okay, now, that's very nice. Now that Yehuda Psak, what's the reason? Okay? Let's give the reasons. He says, V'chi avada minu shomu chomim loy min ha-teira hu? Is it not min ha-teira? It says, Yomalti levanecha, avada yinu lefal mitzrayim. Pasha v'eschana. And v'yem Yeshua kol ha'am, loy mitchila odi v'zora hu? I mean, why'd you bring the pasuk of Yeshua? Isn't it true, mitchila odi avada zora hu? They left at that ketah, mitchila avada zora yo v'eseinu. Shikach shanin v'psachim. You begin the Gnus of Messiah B'Shevach. V'amalno. Interesting. What do you mean by Amalno? My Gnus. So, Rav Amar Mitrila. Shmuel Amar Avodim. V'ilu Tina Sheish B'Levav M'Cholot Libam Ein Loi Tzalamah Divra Mishnah V'Talmud. My Yech Paslam Lema Mitrila. How come they don't want to say it? Because they don't want to say it. It's four words, five words. What do they want to say it? El halalu minin. These people are minin. Umal igin uvaizin divrei chachamim. The mazav, the mevazin divrei chachamim. B'talmidei anan yirkav shemai. Right? Avi aviv shal Daniel. I guess the talmidim of this anan yirakev shemai. First anan.
Who started the carrots?
Right. Quite as I will say. Avi Aviv Shal Daniel, the grandfather of Daniel, right? She'amal l'cholat toyim v'azoynim achrav, whoever was toyim zoyna achrav, ozbu divet mishnah v'talmud, they left divet mishnah v'talmud, v'ani esel lachem talmud v'shali, I'm going to make my own talmud. V'adayin heim b'ta'usam v'nasu umat la'atzman, they made their own nations, they broke away and made their own Jewish people. V'tikin talmud shel resha v'shel ova la'atzman. Okay. Very strong language. Okay? V'rei moran v'abon eloza olof de min aspam yasefa te avishaloi shekores sefa mitzvahs, etc. Okay? V'ashav tzrichli nedon, is that to be excommunicated? He says at the very end, shaloi des palo misrob veis hakanesit, I can't have the same shuls, abdilam ad shechoizim l'moyte b'kabdo aleyem shanoik in minash l'shtei yeshivas, that to be known like shtei yeshivas. She called me Sha'inu Ne'i Mina Shalana L'yatei Chavas, L'yatei Chavas. So the past as it is, but it wasn't Yaitzai. Interesting. Okay, now, what's going on here? Okay. First of all, let's try to understand...
What's the problem?
It's not a problem. I mean, first I want to understand what is... You know, what exactly are these Karoyim doing that he's being menated them, that he's putting them in Chayrev? Well, exactly what I just want to explain what he's doing, what he's saying. I mean, I have no problem with not going. I mean, what exactly are they doing? I want to explain exactly what are they arguing on. Okay? Okay, first of all, like this. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, this is Daf Kuf Dezayin Bar Aleph. The Mishnah says, well, how does it say to go? Right? Those of you who've learned Aveh Pesachim, maybe you've learned it. Sometimes even the yeshivas have to learn a little bit, like a fusaf of Pesach. It says after the son says Manishtana. So basically, Chazal give the structure of the Haggadah. And the Haggadah is, it says Maschil Begnos, Masayim Hizal Shem the Mishnah, Maschil Begnos, Masayim Shavach. V'doyresh me'arami ovid ovid ad sheyigmor kol ha'parsha kula. Okay, so basically the seder, the structure of the seder of Magid is masl b'gnuz b'sayim b'shevach, and then v'doyresh me'arami ovid ovid ad sheyigmor kol ha'parsha. That's the structure of the seder. So the question is, my gnos, what's big gnos? So the Gemara brings a machlokes is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, b'tchila oida v'adah gludam hayu v'yisaynu. And Shmuel says, avodah mayinu. That's all the Gemara says. Now, b'etzem, how do we pask it? Okay, I'm taking here the nusach of the God that appears in the Rambam. First of all, l'chaya we pask it like both opinions. after the man is tana, we say avodah milafav mitzrayim. Mitzrayim shana kain b'sham b'yachas ha'kavizayin etuya. Okay? Okay? That's how, that goes like, that in fact actually goes according to Shmuel. Now, what's called Machlokes Rishayim? So what's very interesting is, the Rambam learns, right? The Rambam learns as follows. The Rambam learns, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, V'tzorot lahaskil b'gnusa mishevach. Ketzav maskil l'saper, shebechila yov v'seinu b'mei terach. The Rambam actually begins with Rav. Um the fun of Kaifen. Messiah Bedasa Emes. The Losh of the Raman, there's about a Zara to perform a bit of Bedasa Emes. The Chay Maskil by the Isha of the Lefam Mitzrayim, right? The Chola Rosh Gamolai. Um Messiah Benismu Nefloy Shrasla Ubechira Sainu. So the Mice of the Raman Paskins that actually we do both things. And what's Baskin Lusa Sain Mishavach? So in other words, Avada Yinu. And then it says, "V'yitzem Hashem lakinu b'sham b'yachazak v'zonu zuyu." Okay, so that's Maskos. That's according to Shmuel. And then after that, there are certain sections. And then after the Arbabonim, we say, "Mitchila oide Elohim acherem ayu aveisayin." Elohim acherem ayu aveisayin. V'achshav kevin omochel avodasay shenema. Vayomer Yeshua kol ha'am kol yamar Hashem elokei Yisrael be'eva ha'na Yashua v'yisaych. Okay? So now, like this. What did these people do? L'maisa, they helped with the Mishnah, right? They helped with the Mishnah. Because at least they'll Makayim, Aliba de Shmuel, right? They took the positive of Yeshua. Okay? In other words, they brought the pasuk. But they didn't bring the section, the maimah of Rav, they didn't bring that, which the chayla is not in the Chumash, and not in the Navi, right? It's the statement of Shmuel.
But they didn't say avodah hayinu either.
So not like this. Now, why did they bring Avodah Mayinu? L'chayda, that's a pasuk. So, L'chayda, they didn't do that because actually, that's a statement of Rav. In other words, Shmuel said Avodah Mayinu. So, in other words, what did they do? What they did was, they left out the Amorayim. No, they left out Shmuel's statement, which is Avodah Mayinu, even though the Bible said it's a pasuk in Ves Chanan. They left it after Shmuel said Avodah Mayinu, and we'll see a little bit what exactly how to understand this. They left out Rav's statement, which is clearly just a heading, Betchila Oyvdei Avodah Kulidah Mayu HaVeisayinu. No, they left out Rav and Shmuel, but they touched the Mishnah based upon Pesukim. They had the Mishnah, and they brought the Pasuk in Yoshua. Now, Lamaisa, they also said Arami Oyvid Avi. Right? Arami Ovid Ovi, and that's what the Mishnah says, that's what the Mishnah. But they didn't say the Sifris on Arami Ovid Ovi. They left out all the Sifris. And then, in other words, the Drosh says, Deirish by Arami Ovid Ovi, Yatsev Kalapalsha, they didn't Taushin. It's very, very interesting. I can't hold back. It's very interesting that the Chazal say, right, Arami Ovid Ovi means, say, my application of Rayla says the Yaakov Avinu. That's Arami Ovid Ovi. That Arami Ovid Ovi means that Lovin tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu. That's what Chazal say. That's the Kodesh Pesach. It's a Sifri. It's interesting that the Rishonim HaPashtonim, like the Rashbam, learn Arami Ovid Ovi. The Pacha says, my grandfather, my father, my forefather was a wandering Aramite. It's very tough from Avinu. And the Maral has a whole thing against it. You know, Chas V'Shalom, and it brings Zayas, I think even for the time in this and that. And it became a whole kuntz of the, you know, Chas V'Shalom, Chazal, that's saying Pshat. I never understood the Maharal. It says v'doresh b'rami l'vidofi. I mean, the Haggadah, it's the Mishnah itself saying it's a drosha. Okay, anyway, that's always interesting me. Okay, now.
Salvechik Petzer, a vagrant Aramaic was my father.
Avadah, that's the pshat of the pasuk. It Chazal say v'doresh, okay, Shabbat knew how to learn. It's a Mishnah. Okay, fine, now. Okay, fine. Okay, now, so what did they do? What did they do? What they did was, they held for the Mishnah. In other words, they were Makayim Maskel B'Nus B'Sayim Mishnah. They were, Agav, I can't hold back too. You know, Maskel B'Nus B'Sayim Mishnah B'Shevach, you know, it's very interesting, it's Maskel B'Sayim Mishnah. You know, Avodah from Mitzrayim V'Yitzienu, like the very next clause should be the Shevach. It's very funny. Maskel B'Shevach should be like one sentence. Lulei Mistafina Mirabeinu HaNesher HaGadol HaRambam. I would say B'Sayim B'Shevach is V'Hi Sha'anda. That's B'Sayim B'Shevach. Because if you say now, what's V'Hi Sha'anda doing there? What's V'Hi Sha'anda? Anyway, that's what I would say B'Sayim B'Shevach is. But I see that the Rambam didn't learn like that.
Why is it
Shema?
Why is it
Shema? We all know. Look how it's the big Shema. You lift the car. What are you talking about? That's what I would say. It's interesting. After the Haggadah brings
Shvach LeBarish Lalu.
He's also Shvach LeBarish Lalu. It's not Shvach LeBarish Lalu. It's Yenu. It's not Shvach LeBarish Lalu. No. Gnus is you're being with bad things. And then you end with the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what I'm doing. Except instead of saying it's the next three words in the sentence, you're saying it's a separate thing. That's what I would say. Mi Visha Amda Minalan. Did you get Visha Amda? According to what I'm saying, it's very good. The Rambam doesn't say it like that. But what I'm saying is, Luni Mistafina, that's why I learned Pshat and Haggadah. I'd be interested if anyone has a Goyim who actually says that Pshat there. But anyway, Kifi Pshita Shudvom Kach Deoli, Luni Mistafina. Now, let's understand exactly what's going on. What's going on here is that basically, these Karoyim did. It's interesting. The Lashon is, they don't accept the Mishnah of the Talmud. In other words, they accept the Mishnah. They accept the Mishnah. But they didn't accept the Talmudic interpretation of the Mishnah, which means like this. In other words, when Rav says Avodah Mayino, the Chayre is not speaking about the Pasuk. I'm sorry, when Rosh Hashanah says not speaking about the Pasuk, because Shmuel says, Betchila Oimdei Avodah Sklid by Avusaino, and Shmuel says Avodah Mayino. So just like this is not a pasuk, that's not a pasuk either. That's a title. So they left that out because this is Avodah Mayino. That's interesting. Why does that end up being a pasuk? What is Avodah Mayino? And then they left out Bichel Rav Rav Seino. That's Rav's statement. And they just put the pasuk. And I'm over it. Just put the pasuk in. That was it. In other words, basically, they were learning, saying they were bringing the structure of the Mishnah, and they were arguing on a Moroyim. And on this, right, Rav the Tunic Goyin calls them Minim. He calls them Minim. That's what he does. Okay, now, you should know something, for clarity, in the Geres of Rav Shira Goyin, Geres of Shira Goyin, on page 107, it says, Basre Marav Yudoi Bamarav Nachman, Gimel Shonam Mechzavu, Namim Pundisa, the suit, right? Afu Shakli Shalman, the sea, right? In other words, Rav Yudah Goyin is one of the famous Goyinim. Actually, he's a generation before Rav Natrunoi Goyin, and he's allegedly the Machaber of the Halachis Psukos. And he says, Uva Oisra Yomim Basre Nofak Anon. So who's Nofak Anon? This is the Anon that he mentions over here, too. Anon was happens like the Zayda of Daniel, but it says here in the Banim, Onan Hakaroi Yirakeb Shemai Avi Avishal Daniel Putam Mishulish Beresha of Aminus. Smashu, there was Minus already three generations. Shomel Lacholatayim Azayim Machrav Azvo Dibe Mishnah V'Talmud V'Ani Esel Lachem Talmud Shali. Vaydayin em betarusim v'nasu umel atzma v'tikin talmud shal resha v'shal ovel li atzma V'ra Moran Rabban Chazal all of Sefer Tovah Shalosh Shekoyin Hoy Sefer Mitzvahs, etc. And Kamach Tachbur Yishboy. And he's quoting over here, L'shoyin Seder Rav Amram Goyin B'Seder Shal Pesach. So in other words, this actually this statement of Rav Tui Goyin is actually a quote with Rav Hai Goyin. Okay, in any case like this, Now that we've seen, and he calls him a min, right? It's very, very interesting, and this is not something that I actually, in other words, I mean, I'm not an expert on the Kalayim, but the interesting is that, in other words, usually the way the Mishnah said the Kalayim is, they argued, the Kalayim actually argued on Chazal, he just said on the Drosh of the Psukim. It's interesting here that they accepted the Mishnah. They argued on the drushes on the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, but I want to raise the following thing, the following question. A person's not following the Gemara, right? The Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel from Machloek is Matan Usai Meshevach, and they've abandoned the Gemara, and actually they're actually in fact following Shmuel, but not quoting Shmuel. They're quoting the Pasuk. And not bringing the Zifri, and he calls them a min. Last lecture, we saw that Rav Tanoi Goyin brought a shita of shtei. In fact, he says over there, they don't follow the minig shtei yeshivas. What are you talking about? Last shir. We brought a case where a flying guy brings shtei meseftas, right? That argued explicitly on a Gemara and Shas. No problem. Okay, now, there are several tehillim which we could say which I think are relevant. Tehillim number one is, it clarifies what I said yesterday. In other words, the way I understand Rav Tzvi Goyin was arguing on a Moray Machlainim. I think this validates what I said last time. That's why I'm giving the shiur today. In other words, they were arguing the shtei yeshivas, right? Well, that's fine. My machlainim is fine. That's what we saw clearly in the Rosh, and But here, who are they arguing? Rav Shmuel. Although really, in a certain sense, they're not arguing on Rav and Shmuel, but in a certain sense, they're leaving out Rav and Shmuel. In other words, you can say here they're arguing Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel is way before, is Haskalah's Hayrah. That's Hayrah. In the Hayrah, you're leaving Rav and Shmuel. In other words, you can say clearly, that in fact, in other words, the important distinction is arguing on what? In other words, the Rosh called Amoy Machoinim, those who were called Lahilad, Lashem Shirah Goyin, and arguing on explicit Lahilad, Rav and Shmuel. V'argu, split on Rav and Shmuel, that's called Minas. That's separating myself from Klal Yisrael. Now, I just want to just add something which I think is important, is that, you know, today when Kanois comes out today, there's all types of terms which are not meduyik. I got to tell you an interesting story. This I heard from my shvil, that my wife's grandfather, Abyanka, once at some type of the Akina, the Gudda convention, he mentioned that certain things, we look at certain events in history, and even though we seem to think that they're bad things, or they're not up to Torah, but sometimes they could have positive consequences. I think he mentioned the founding of the State of Israel, that, you know, that even though it could have been Harama Keneged Teras Moshe, but nonetheless, we see that there were many Jews in the world that had it not been the State of Israel, would have been ended up in different places, and would have lost completely their Jewish identity. I think it's another example, I think, whatever, he has several examples. So I think he came back to Mansi, he say Shabbos, and the next morning he got up to Davin Vasikin in some Satmish steeple near his house, and they wouldn't include him in a minyan. They called him an apikaitz. And they wouldn't include, and it was only like 10 people there, including him. So at the end he had Davin Yechidah. So my shvayah told me. So I think the love of this I remember my father told me that the love of the minion actually, you know, said to them, look, if you don't ask bechila for him, I quit is the love. So they came to his house. So he said, fine, no problem. He said, just wanted to correct you when you call me an apikeres. If you hold that Zionism is a veda zoy, you could have brought me a min. That's a lashon. Now the question is over here: why does he call the min? So the fact is like this: the fact is, this is one to add on, is that we usually assault minim is that, you know, not Jewish, you know, a person is b'chalos Shabbos. Fahesi is called the Ebe Valazar, he's called the Min. But it's interesting, Rashi learns because he doesn't believe in Maisa Bereshis. But if you look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Rambam and Lachat Hezvav says, it's because it's a bris. Shabbos is a bris. So look at yourself. If I'm a Chalos Shabbos, I've excluded myself from Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. So it's very, very meduyik in the Rambam too. The Rambam, it's a hagdama to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says that all of Klal Yisrael follows the Shas. Klal Yisrael follows the Shas. A person who's a father of Shas excludes himself from Klal Yisrael. He has the same thing as B'chal Shas V'Esya, instead of a Min. So when the Goyin is using the Lashon Min, I think it's B'mechuvin Min. He knew how to learn. But in any case, what's interesting is, so this chiluk that I made between arguing or between contending that Rabban Tzabai the Wabbas Haram, Amoy Machroinim, the Losh of the Rosh, and between making contention with Rabban Shmuel, what I said is, I think, Emes. However, I want to be dayak in more what he says, though.
So
he says, yeah.
According to the Rambam, the fact that if someone's
B'chal
Shabbos, that Shabbos is so central, is a cultural thing?
I wouldn't say it like that. That's not the right nosa, for sure. I would say there's enough gemina between the Rambam and Rashi. According to Rashi, a person, let's say for example, a person today who, like, he's not a pagan, he's not even a Vodazara, you know, but he's B'chal Shabbos. So according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, if he considers himself Jewish, I mean, no one's an idolater today, I don't think. But if he considers himself Jewish, it might be he doesn't have this din of Oyvind of a Dazara.
Because
he considers himself part of the Jewish people. In other words, the Kalayim, what happens is in the time of the Rishonim, the Kalayim basically, you know, just became separate communities. Today, you know, the sociological tzius, you know, actually of the Jewish people has changed a little bit. People consider those Jews even though they're not Shomer Mitzvahs. That's the Lashon Rishonim altogether. People don't get, I think, are confused by this. For example, in Machloikas, the Ramban, the Ran of the Machloikas, in Ezel Neshech, a person is Mishpah L'Avodah Zarah, Tinech Nishpah, right? There it means that you don't consider yourself Jewish, because in the time of the Rishonim, you're either Jewish or Christian. You were even Avodah Zarah, you were a Jew. Today, a secular Jew is a little bit like in the middle. I'm not exactly sure that fits into the categories of the Rishonim, but I'm going to go into right this.
But
that's
the Rishonim Ramban there, it's not a Din and Shabbos. The
fact that Klal Yisrael... Right. It's not in Shabbos. Just that Klal Yisrael comes together on Shabbos. Right, Echadami.
The Rambam calls someone who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Pan apikoros. He calls it that. He talks about the...
He's not a myth.
He says an apikoros.
Right. He's not a myth.
It's not clear whether, it depends on Yisrael, whether the Rambam calls the Karan that they are apikorosim, or that they're not apikorosim.
Well, there's a Chupas HaRambam, there's Hichos Mamrim, there's a lot to speak about this. I don't want to go into the... You know, this is not even Reisha Milan. Okay, anyway, now what I want to, so in other words, I think that the chilek I made is a rather clear chilek. And now it's a clear chilek, I think that based upon the previous year, which is number 16, then this is very clear. In other words, I think this tshuva of Atoy Goyen only strengthens my deal that I made last time. You see clearly that there's a difference between that which came after Avin Avashi, which is Korod Lahiva, and that which became before Rabbi Ravashi, that's clear. Now, and he held from Rabbi Gamliel too. Okay, now, I want to have a focus, right, on something else, which I think is very interesting here too. In the very, very last paragraph, which in the Brody edition is on page 259, okay, V'achshav tzrichem lihidatois, you have to excommunicate him. Shaloilis Pablo in Yisraba Vesakanes. So we don't let them, they can't come together in the shuls. Okay? Certainly we don't count them as a minion. Ulavdilam Acha Khaizala Maita Bakalma Layim Shanoyagin Kiminik Shoshtaya Yeshivas. He deserved this community. I mean, Yehuda Vod Likra, I mean, they reject the Gemara. They reject the Gemara. What does it mean?
That's what it means.
Ah, according to what I said. That was
Everybody.
What?
The Gemara came from the Shtei Yeshivas. That's what the Gemara is. It's just a euphemism for the Gemara.
No. The Rosh Shtei Yeshivas, but this in Surah,
yeah.
I understand the Rosh Lias is the Shei Yeshiva is from the Goyim Mevto,
the Baraya. The Gemara came.
Shtei Meseftas.
The Gemara came from both, because Rav Ashi was in Surah and Sabaraya.
I understand that, but I think Minach Shtei Yeshiva is here, doesn't, Minach Shtei Yeshiva is here referring to the Gemara?
Yeah, why not?
Because usually Minach Shtei Yeshiva, the Rosh used, for example, in Ksuva, Shtei Yeshiva means Shtei Meseftas. In other words, and that refers to the Kufra of Sabaraya of Goyim. I think the Lashon, because otherwise he says here, Mishnah of a Talmud. Okay.
I wasn't. Someone more shver with your pshat than.
What?
Better.
What?
If your pshat is meant up with a kasha, why are we better off?
No, because I'll tell you, because I still love a kasha, though. What's kaminik? Knowing kaminik, shtei yeshivas. In other words, they're being chaylik on Bizeb of Vaza Chachamim, Mishnah Talmud. In other words, he hasn't.
Because they're only a generation later. Who says they're meshuvah to the Gemara?
There's a few generations after that. First of all, it's a few generations after that. Talmud Goyim is around the 9th century. It's around like 100. I mean, whenever the Shas was written, it was written about 150 years before that, from the latest accounts. The Lashon, though, Enechanami, but the Lashon here is Lashon very, very similar to that of the Rambam. Chayev Koisul in Hoik. In other words, it's not a question here. In other words, you wouldn't say the person's B'chal HaShabbos is not Noyik in Kiminig Yisrael. I mean, B'chal HaShabbos. In other words, what I would say, the way I understand this, Shenoyig Minig Shtei Yeshivas. The fact is what the Toikif of the Shas? The Toikif of the Shabbos became Minig Yisrael. The take of the Shas became Minig Yisrael. In fact, actually, Rabbi Tunai Goyin said, and I was actually the Lashon of the Rosh Tua, I believe, Rabbi Tunai Goyin says, Legabe the din of Meredes, the Kach Nahagu. In other words, and I think this what this does is, it actually brings a raya to, I think I brought in a freebie show of Yeshabes Alaveitchik in Shirim the Zecha Abba Mari, which he speaks about Shtei Menei Meseiris, that what was the take of the Shas? Interesting, what was the take of the Shas? He says that the Shas, right, was actually what he distinguishes two Meseiris, two types of traditions. One is Meseiris Halimud and Meseiris Hamaisa. I said the Yeshiva Soloveitchik, the Toike, the Hashivas of the Chasimas Hashas, is that the Meseiris Halimud became a Meseiris Hamaisa. Meaning, the way I understand the Pshat here on Tunei Goyin, is that by the time of the Gaon and Chazal were already being noyeg in accordance with the Shas. And that really, in a certain sense, is the meaning. A person who wasn't noyeg, committing Israel, already, in fact, was considered to be a min. Because, theoretically speaking, what are you saying? You're saying that Rav wasn't Yotze in the Seder when he mentioned Yeshua, the Pasuk of Yeshua. In other words, but rather, they weren't noyeg. In other words, what happened is, the Rav and Shmuel became part of the minig, the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, and these people broke away from the minig. That's what I want to say. In other words, the Diyuk Doyin Kiminig Shel Shtei Yeshivas, right, basically means is that the Chasimas Hashas became the minig, and that was what took place in the Kufas HaGoyin. That became the minig of Klal Yisrael, and that's the Losh of the Rambam, that Lachen Kol Chayi Kosel in Hoik, Al Pi Abavli, and that became the minig. which means that really the toikef, what he understood to be the toikef, the authority of the Shas, the Chimus HaShas, for Klai Yisrael afterwards, was due to that became the Minig Yisrael. It's not a, in other words, it's not a, in other words, a contradistinction to, let's say, Rabbi Chanan, who says, what is the toikef of Shas? Kach Kiblo. We say kapel and hoy, kach kiblo, or the Chazani says, you guys have deus. I'm not saying that what each is saying it doesn't have an element of truth, but we see clearly is that the halacha lemaisa, this became the minhag of Klal Yisrael. A person disassociates from the minhag of Yisrael already, you know, the word, he's a minhag, chos lamachan, he's benidu. That's what I understand what the Torah is saying. Okay, fine. In any case, be that as it may, be that as it may, I think, like I said before, I think that this, in other words, this Tshuva Toigoyin further strengthens our understanding of really the concept of Uruv Ashi, Seifei Ra, and that which came afterwards, okay? All right, now, what I want to do is I want to focus on the very, very essential question. And the central question really is that we've spoken about that the one of the probably the, I mean the way we've understood it in all these lectures, the central concept which by which we can understand really the Gemara is understanding that the fact that there was an important break or important change of paradigm when we went from a oral culture to a written culture. In other words, and that was really the difficulty. In other words, the sugyas appear the way they appear, and many people are mistaken about the sugyas because they don't understand that a written culture operates differently from an oral culture, different from a written culture. A culture which I have texts, so the limud is different than that of the oral culture. We spoke about that a few times. The question is, so what comes out eventually enough is that what's the most important event in history? The most important event is not so much, at least as far as we're concerned, not so much really, when we speak about Chasimus HaShas, the most important event is when was it written down? When did it become a text? And on that, we have really absolutely no information. We don't have any information when, in fact, actually was written down. In other words, according to Saman, it was written down first in the 8th century. Between that and between the Rida Rav Ashi, we're speaking of a period of about 300 years. When was it written down? But I want to even come to a more basic question. What was the heter to write down the Shas? Now, all of you are going to say, what are you talking about? To the Pasha, what was it to write down the Shas? The heter to write down the Shas is Eis L'Soish L'Hashem Afei L'Asar Asecha. However, it seems to me that this is not enough. In fact, actually, the Gemaras, which actually invoke this concept of writing down, are not speaking about writing down the entire Shas. For example, in Temura, right, when the Gemara speaks about in Temura, when the Gemara actually in Gittin, in Samach Chamed Aleph, the Gemara is speaking about a Sefer Dagadata. A Sefer Dagadata, Samach Chamed Aleph, Sefer Dagadata. The Gemara says, question, follow the Italian Likos Sefer, you can't write Sefer Dagadata. The Gemara says, right? Eis Lasu Sefer Fel Sefer Sefer. What's the heter to say for the Gadita? Who's giving a heter to write down Mishnayos, to write down Gemaras? It's only going to say for Gadita. And the fact is, in Tabula, right, we have the same thing. The Gemara there, Yudalamud Beis, there, the Gemara says he wrote a Mepes Aser Halacha. They were ba'ayim b'sifrei ha'gadata. Oh, aval eina takoy sif halachas. You don't write halachas. Armadilla Milsa the Khanata Shani says no. Hey, Christ be Allah, what's Allah? It's a few halachas.
What is the shas? It's not halachas and the gavatas. What's left?
Alright, you can write a few halachas. That was the Maisa. He wrote down like a few halachas. Here, he wrote over here. Here, there was an Iglesa. He sent him a letter. A tshuva, a letter. Haki sent him an Iglesa. There's one or two halachas. The guy has a whole shock of a tie, you down with base. Hey, there's a few halachas. But what's the heter? What's the heter of art scroll? The whole shas. What's the heter? We see a heter in a few isolated halachas. A sefer that got it, there's a whole shock of Italian gitter. He wrote him an iglesa, a letter.
Wait, Neish to my quantity, not quality.
Oh, that's your swam. I don't know that pashut. I don't know that's pashut. If I give you a heter on one little thing, doesn't mean I give you a heter on the whole kolat and hula.
When there's an eighth last.
I know, I hear the lumdas. But in other words, you know, I don't see that the guy wrote an iglesa. The Gemara says, what the heter to write on this iglesa? And from that, at the end, we come out with an entire Shas, Bavli. Once we did it, you could say alumnus, but I don't think the alumnus are pashut. That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is, maybe I gave you a head to, there's certain heads about Kloy. The Rambam says, it's like Dhamma, they're able to write a few notes for themselves. Maybe that's what we're speaking about. Maybe the writing a few notes for myself, that sounds what we're speaking about. Not to mention, on Sefer Gata, the Rishami says you'd be safe for that. Maybe that was about whatever. But all I'm saying is, where is the heter to write down the whole shas? And it's not spoken about anywhere. That's the Pella. The Pella is, it's not spoken about anywhere. Where's the heter? A whole shas? A few halachas? Shmir HaShabbos Kilchasa? First of all, clearly, you see clearly that these statements, which were even after Mabar Eid Ravashi, Isaac Stein in his Perish on the Sman says, you see that the Gemara was edited, was written down after Ravashi, but it's not even then. There's only a Sefer Gadata. Where do we get this, the whole Shas? That's my question. I don't see where possibly a person could ever misdrew from his gemaras the heter to write down the shas which some people finish every 7 years. Where is there a heter? What's the makor? There's no makor. Now, the fact is, I don't have a clear answer on this, because I think that actually no one has a clear answer on this. People suppose that, oh yeah, it's a resecha. It's not true. It's not true. And you should know something. There's even from the Goyim it's mashma, that even after the Shas was written down, they were still learning it beyond peh in the Yeshivas HaGoyim. They were still learning it beyond peh. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, right, I mean, the heter to write things like a hilchasa, kosev halachas is mashma, a few halachas. Interestingly enough is, right, I think the first taste of mashas are really from the 10th century or something. I mean, there is edus of Goina that, you know, people have the shas, but the fact is that the the fact is that, in other words, the earliest halachas written down are really from the time of the Goyim, the Shiltas, or the halachas psukas of a Yudai Goyim. I mean, these were actually clear. Now, Lamai said, the Yudai Goyim, I understand. It's halachas psukas. Who was that to write the halachas psukas? The Shiltas is also like bits and pieces of the Gemara. I think Epstein even held that actually the Shiltas was actually prior to, it was like proto-Talmud, whatever it is, before the Chasidus HaShas, interesting enough is. But in any case, in other words, halachas pesukais, halachas gedolos, She'iltas. I understand that that's called, that's okay, that there I could say, that's like an igles. Or say for a gadata. I mean, after all, okay, with the Netziv, he made it to 3 volumes, but without the Netziv, you take it, like, you know, it's a few pages. That I understand, that heter comes from the Gemara, but the entire Shas? I want to go out on a limb. I'm not claiming to have a raya for this. Lulei Mr. Fina, I would say, but maybe you have to check this out. You have to ask Professor Zussman, what does he say about this? Lulei Mr. Fina, I would say, the first things were written down were these kitzos. The she'iltas, halachas pasukos, those are the first things that were written down. In other words, when Chazal is saying, they're speaking about writing down halachas. Halachas, pesukas, Rabbi Yudai going. There wasn't a formal, right, writing of the Shas. There wasn't a head to write the Shas. There was only a head to write halachas, pesukas. Could it be that after these halachas, pesukas were written down, and these halachas, pesukas dictated that hug of Klal Yisrael, then after that, people started writing down the Shas. But in other words, what the Gemaras here are referring to is they're not referring to the entire Shas. They're referring these Gemaras, you know, Velayi. It's from the time of the Goyim, like Avadzik Stein says. It's referring to the Lachas Pasukas. Of Yudai Goyim wrote down the Lachas Pasukas. There was never a heter to write down the Shas. Someone wrote down the Shas.
Unjustified.
Maybe. The Shas was written down. And for this reason, there's not a tiskoilis in the literature about the writing down of the Shas. It just happened. In other words, the heter of Eis Laseis Lashem Eferes Ayasecha was only said on Rav Yudah Goyin, Rav Achai V'Shiiltes, maybe Natunai going. The Shas was a bootleg. It was a pirate edition, yeah.
How do we know that they didn't consider the Shas to be halacha pesuka?
It's hard for me to say. You consider the Shas halacha pesuka?
You could say that it's halacha pesuka with the background so that one can understand.
That's a stretching it. That's a lumbo sermon. I don't think so. I mean, would you have a Shas, you'd have a kitz or halachas? I don't think so. I don't think so. V'haraya, we see that...
I mean, the Gemara calls it Sefer Ra.
Yeah, but we've already explained Sefer Ra. That was a few hundred years before with the Shas that we have right now is written down. Sefer Ra, L'shitaseinu, maybe not L'shitascha, L'shitaseinu, Sefer Ra is the end of small statements of the Mohayim. All I'm saying is that it would seem to me that Memela was written down. But in fact, actually, it wasn't supposed to have been written down.
So why wouldn't the Shas then be a historical curiosity instead of the backbone of everybody's chassan presence?
What'd you say?
Why wouldn't the Shas be just if it wasn't written down with the kavanah of some kind of implementing some kind of ideal, it was just something that occurred. Mm-hmm. Then why is it the fulcrum of everything we learn?
No. So I can give you a tzushta like that. In Reb Tzadok, in the Sefer HaZichronos, speaks about the writing down of the Kabbalah. He says that in many generations it was not supposed to have been written, and even that which was written, like with little things, you know, whatever it is, right? But then all of a sudden he says, what was the heter to write down the entire thing and become a textual limud? He says, there's a no. He says, he doesn't know. Rav Tzadok can't think of a... Rav Tzadok was a very big... couldn't think of a svara. He doesn't know what that was. That's what emerged in history. What I'm just saying is, in other words, all I'm saying is that certain things emerge in history called a psak ben ha-shamayim. Some things emerge in fact, actually, a lot of what we have by the Arizal, of Chaim Vital, was actually things that were stolen from his house. Chaim Vital had actually goinez a lot of these things. People came to his house, stole from his house, and published them. But the Shemayim Sha'arim was all gunners. I think a good part of it was gunners. and they stole from his house, and they published it. All of a sudden, I'm like this. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying this happened with the Shas. What I'm saying is, we come to think of all these things that we don't see anywhere. I'm just raising a question. We don't see anywhere there was a kenneth of Agudas Yisrael, right, in the 8th century, whatever it was, that we're going to write down the Shas. We make, in other words, and in the Shas, we don't find in the Shas a head like that either. We found a head to write down. Iglesa, Sefer Dagadita. L'chayda, that might be the Bekor of the Rambam when he says that Talmudim write down, you know, notes for themselves. That Bekor is his gore. But the fact that the Shas emerges, we have this text of Shachal Vatalia. In other words, writing it down must have been a momentous thing. Where is this recorded? Where is it recorded? The writing down of the Shas. They're recorded anywhere.
It hasn't happened yet.
I'm sure it happened.
No.
I'm not saying this is not like Gould's evolutionary theory that somehow like species come out of Yesh B'Yayin. What's it called again? Something about
punctuated
evolution. No, it's not like that. I'm not saying it's punctuated evolution. I'm just raising an interesting thing. We don't see anywhere that someone gave a sanction and gave a heter. But let me tell you something. Yeah, what do you want to say? By the way, I'm coming to a bigger chiddush. This is just a pre-chiddush.
That it was parts coming together.
Proto chiddush.
And as it was, you know, time went on, all these pieces came together. But
if I'm saying,
there has to be more kavana. There's a hemshach of mesechtes.
I'm saying, you know, it's interesting. I just want to say, you know, what's interesting is that I know that, for example, the art scroll. The first article that came out in English, you know, it says like the beginning, you know, just right before print, we got, you know, letters from, it was Teresh Bialpeh, didn't write anything, from Shama Zalman and Yashin. I know someone who went to Shama Zalman and told him he was working on the article, told him not to do it. You shouldn't write down the Gemara, except that he says, like, you know, for Panasa, this and that, I come Shama Zalman, Kedaka Bakaydi, Shama said, okay, fine, you know, but I'm saying is, you know, all of a sudden the art scroll emerged and became Tagas Yisrael. But the fact is, I do know that some people say he's translated the Shas. I'm not saying Chas Shabbos, so Slantel translated in French. All I'm saying is, by the way, Rav Shach was Bukhada Mask came to it. All I'm saying is, this thing now, that art scroll has told us that that's Messiah Yisrael, I just want to say now that it also came out a little bit. You know, it didn't, someone, they wrote it, and then, you know, whatever. And then
they got, they are. They got, we know who they are, we know when they did.
I'm saying, but who knows it 100 years ago?
But what
100 years ago, we might decide.
One Mesechta art scroll can disagree with another Mesechta art scroll. It doesn't have to shtim.
All I'm saying is,
there was a sefer sent to the chassid sefer for Haskama. I forget which sefer it was.
Yeah.
And he answered and he said, I don't consider this sefer to be adding anything useful to the corpus of written Torah. Therefore, I don't consider you have a heter to write this down. And he wrote, and that was the Haskama. In the end, the guy published the sefer with that letter in front of him. But the chassid sefer, the underlying assumption of the chassid sefer is that there is an ongoing heter at work.
But I'm asking like this. The writing down of the Shas was an incredible, it's probably, since Har Sinai, it's probably been the most important event in Jewish history. We all agree with that. Okay. I mean, if you look at the Rambam in the Nagdama, Kol Yisrael, since was Kol Yisrael, Yichal Kenegra Har. The writing down of the Shas was a tremendous event. Since Har Sinai. So where is it? When did it take place? Even the biggest apikoshes, the scholars don't know when it took place. And I use it a good way of, you know, of figuring out or coming up with all different types of, you know. All I'm saying is that no one speaks about it. The little two little gemaras we have in Gittin and Temura, that's all we have, period. Gittin and Temura. And these two gemaras are speaking about things which have nothing to do with the Shas Shalom. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom that I was Shas, some of the Rashi Zaydim in it. I'm not saying that. It's clear that the Ga'idim or Makabah, all I'm saying is that, in other words, it's not clear to me. In other words, at what we can't locate it. No one says, I wrote down the whole Shas. All we have are tshuvas of Goyim were made that people already had copies of the Shas. No one's against it, time of the Goyim. What I'm saying is, where was the Heter to write down the whole Shas? No one's... In other words, if the Heter is coming from the Gemara, these Pesach Gemara, which are clearly of Sabarayak origin, everybody's masking to this, right? Because it's someone's answering Mabar and Ravashi. It's after, well after Ravashi, right? There's no Heter from these things. It's a Sefer Gadita. A Sefer Gadita. That's what I'm saying. The question I'm raising is, where, in fact, do we see that there was a Heter to write down this entire Shas? When did it take? We don't know when it took place. We know Rabbi Ravash took place. In fact, you know, Rav Shriya Goy, right? Doesn't mention write down the Shas. At most, he says, how is, right? And page 71, Utichat, that what you say, Ketza Nikhtava Mishtav Nikhtava Talmud, the answer was it wasn't written down. Rav Shriya Goy! Rav Shriya Goy! I'm sure he had three shots of it. It's Rav Shriya Goy said it wasn't written down. It wasn't written down. He doesn't mention this. How come he doesn't mention this? He said it wasn't written down. Of course it was written down. By that time it was written down. The whole Sefer doesn't mention all that someone wrote it down. That's shining. Anyway, I want people to think about this. Because I'm going to tell you something, Emet Hashem, in the next lecture, in the ongoing series of the redaction of Avin Talmud, from an undisclosed place, Yerushalayim HaKadosh, Hatzlacha V'chol Tov.
No more about Pat.
Yeah.
And then gradually, written copies started circulating.
So that's fine, it's in the sub-rhyme, that would make sense. But it's only like one, I can't remember exactly, so one Masechta, and
Hashem.
Whether
he's real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should have started with that.
What?
You should have started with that question.
What?
You should have started with that question.
No.
Writing the Gemara is much more exciting than Seder.
What?
Pesach Seder, no, Seder.